This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka emphasizes MCC will be endorsed only after consensus among political parties. Main opposition CPN UML to organize inaugural session of General Convention on Narayani River Bank and closing in Sauraha. And Colombian drug lord Otuniel to be extradited to United States. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka has said that the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, could only be passed after forging a consensus among political parties. Speaking at a press conference organized today by the Nepal Press Union Udaipur, Minister Khadka said there is a need to endorse the project that are much complicated and has attracted more attention of the incumbent government, but is not a possibility of passing the project without a consensus among political parties. So, there is a need to hold consultation among political parties to this effect. He added, the government will organize a discussion on the matter within the coalition partners and with main opposition CPN UML to get the project endorsed when a consensus is reached. Foreign Minister Khadka reached Udaipur after inspecting flood-hit areas in many districts in Province 1. Main opposition party CPN UML is to organize inauguration of its 10th General Convention in Narayangarh along the Narayani River site and closing in Sauraha. UML Chitwan district has recommended two venues for the convention to be held on November 26 to 28. UML Chitwan chair Parvati Rawal informed that the preparation of the general convention was initiated. Chair Rawal said as many as 500,000 people are expected to attend the inaugural session, so the open space of Narayani Riverside for inauguration has been recommended. UML Chitwan has intensified its preparation to conduct the convention in the district. Two people have died and at least 62 people have been injured in a bus accident in Pasthar district. The bus heading to Fidim from Shiva Khola under Fidim Yasuk road section met with an accident at Sarkhande at around 11:30 a.m. today. The condition of some of the injured are said to be critical. Information officer at District Police Office Pasthar, Dambar Biswakarma, said the injured are being treated at Pasthar Hospital, Pathivara Hospital and Samarpit Hospital while preparations are underway to refer the critically injured to Jhapa. Details of the accident is yet to arrive. 100,620 doses of Pfizer vaccine has arrived in Nepal. According to U.S. Embassy in Nepal, the Pfizer vaccine provided by the World Health Organization WHO under the COVAX facility arrived in Kathmandu this morning on a Qatar Airways flight. The Pfizer vaccine should be administered in two doses over a period of one month. The Ministry of Health has stated that the vaccine will be administered to children above 12 years of age and people with chronic illness. Kishan Rai, the chair of Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJA, Hong Kong chapter, died after falling off a cliff in Khotang on Sunday evening. The 53-year-old journalist was the publisher and editor of Hong Kong-based Nepali newspaper, The Everest Weekly. Originally from Okhaldunga, Rai was the permanent resident of Dharan Sub-Metropolis 15 and had been practicing journalism from Hong Kong for the past two decades. He suffered the tragedy at around 5:30 p.m. near the Pankhu Khola of Dorpa of Diktil Rupakot Majuagadi Municipality 8 as he was on the way to Bhojpur from Khotang. Police has confirmed that he fell some 200 meters down from the cliff as he got off a vehicle near the Pankhu stream. He died on the spot. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of light snowfall at some places of high mountainous region. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Colombia has announced that the country's most wanted drug trafficker will be extradited to the U.S. after he was captured in a raid. Known as Otuniel, he was seized after a joint army, air force and police operation on Saturday. He led the country's largest criminal gang and has been on the U.S. drug enforcement agency's most wanted list for years. U.S. officials had placed $5 million bounty on his head. They accused Otieno of importing at least 73 metric tons of cocaine into the country between 2003 and 2014. Authorities now have taken Otieno to a military base in the capital Bogota ahead of his extradition. China has postponed the Beijing Marathon until further notice amid a surge in coronavirus infection. It comes as the country's top health officials warned that a fresh outbreak of cases is expected to spread further. China has reported more than 133 cases across 11 provinces so far. All of them have been linked to a highly transmissible Delta variant. The latest surge is considered the largest outbreak in the country since Nanjing in August this year. One person has been killed and three others injured in a bomb attack in Uganda's capital Kampala. The explosion happened at a bar on Saturday night, killing a 20-year-old waitress and scattering panicked revelers onto the street outside. Police say three suspected bombers disguised themselves as the customers before planting the explosives under a table. Islamic State group IS later said it was behind the attack. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khatka emphasizes MCC will be endorsed only after consensus among political parties. Main opposition CP and UML to organize inaugural session of General Convention on Narayani River Bank and closing in Sauraha. And Colombian drug lord Otieno to be extradited to United States. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.